This is how we all came into the world.
This is the Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling, your only source for women's wrestling commentary and recap, strictly in the WWE right now, and the boss has come back to Monday Night Raw. I'm Liz, your semi-basic host, here with Barely Basic Joseph. What do you think of this week?
Now you got me questioning how basic I am. I think I'm pretty basic. Like, dude basic, though.
Dude basic? You do like wearing loafers.
And I do love Dave Matthews Band.
Is that what man basic is?
I would think so. Hmm. And John Mayer. I mean, I'm into a lot of other stuff, too, but I fucking love those guys for some reason.
Have you been listening to John Mayer with the Grateful Dead? He's nope. Touring with them.
Not at all.
Do you know any Grateful Dead songs?
Nope, not at all.
I'd say this week was a pretty good mix of women and men. Well, on the main roster anyway. Raw opened up with Sasha Banks' promo.
Yeah.
They're like making a big deal of her attacking Becky last week. Well, and I guess Natalya.
Whenever Sasha's around, there's always a lot of women segments. Like, when it was her and Charlotte on Raw, they always had, like, a lot of the show, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, they would have a lot of main events, too.
Yeah, well, I think that's why, because they would always main event, but then they'd also get, like, another women's match, and then they would always get a promo, because her and Charlotte were both so good on the mic.
It seemed like it, and that's when it was the whole women's revolution and stuff.
But that was, like, a year before Evolution.
Right. And it just kind of, like...
Whenever she's around, women get more play.
And, like, Sasha was saying, whenever Alexa's around, Alexa gets more play. Yeah. Whenever Sasha's around, the women get more play.
Maybe with both of them, it'll be, like, 75% women soon on one show.
We didn't see Alexa at all this week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're going to start getting her back in there.
Yeah, she's just taking a breather. But Sasha was basically saying in her promo how... she's been running this division. She came out and addressed the rumors from WrestleMania. You heard about those. Okay, so there are all these rumors about her and Bayley supposedly crying on the locker room floor after they lost their tag team titles.
Yeah.
And so she's saying something like how people were saying that she was crying on the locker room floor, and she's like, yeah, I did that. And, yeah, I, like, basically confirming all the rumors. But then she said that, you know, she was defending titles that she didn't even care about. So, I know those rumors aren't... Well, I don't believe those rumors are true, if that's the statement that she throws in there. Unless it's, like, a whole, one of these things is a lie.
I mean, I'm totally cool with her coming back, and we just talked about her influence. But she doesn't need to exaggerate.
Charlotte
has been carrying this division since day one.
Running this division. She's the talk of the women's division.
She was just Charlotte's, like, play toy for a year. I mean, she's great. I'm just kidding. But, like, come on. Charlotte's been here.
Charlotte's, like, been, like, shoved into running the division, I guess.
Just, like, so they keep pushing her forward.
They're like, she is your face. She is. Accept it.
I mean, she's great. I will watch every match of Charlotte's.
Well, yeah, obviously. But, okay, so we're on Raw. Charlotte doesn't come out until later. Yeah. Sasha's giving her promo. She's confirmed the rumors. She's talking about how she's back and she's been running this division. Da, 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 da. I don't know what she said to... Did she, like, even address Becky?
I don't even remember.
I don't think...
She must have.
I don't think she... did. I think she just talked about how, like, it was all me.
Maybe.
And then she did kind of say to, like, about Natalya, how she was lying about what she told Natalya. She's like, I said that, or I lied about Natalya's dad being proud of her.
Oh, yeah.
And then later on.
Well, in that's when Natty came running out, and then they started fighting.
Yeah. Pretty... Yeah, intensely too. They're like throwing each other into the stairs, and Natty's arm was all wrapped up, but she was still going at Sasha.
Yeah, she looked jacked coming out of the ramp. I was like, that should be her gear, not the weird cat costume she comes out in.
Yeah, her cat costume makes her look very like suffocated, I guess.
Yeah, it also is just, like, hard to take her seriously. But she looked awesome in those jeans and that t-shirt.
Just in her jeans and t-shirt.
Yeah.
You could see her. Yeah, I think, I don't know what's going on with that whole, I've never understood her gear. I've never understood her character.
No. She's a cat lady.
And I only know she's a cat lady because of Total
Divas. Well, she Divas. Wears cat ears to the rings a lot.
Yeah. And you know what? I know she didn't start, well, I don't know. Yeah, no. Actually, because I remember this was a plot point on Total Divas when she was trying to come up with a different...
Wasn't it?
Yeah, she was trying to come up with different gear and stuff, and she was, like, talking about doing dominatrix-style gear, even though she's the most, like, prudish person on the planet. So that was kind of funny. But that's when she started wearing the cat ears.
Yeah.
So she didn't used to do that before, so I don't know what the deal is. But anyway.
She had her gear, and she was like, how do I make this slutty? Okay, we'll get cat ears. Mean Girl said it was cat ears that makes costumes slutty.
Hey,
like,
okay, no, you know what? No, okay, slutty costumes, I'll give her credit then. I'll give her credit there then. Ooh, Total Divas is coming back soon.
Is that going to be on here? Obviously.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll be talking about it, but guess who's joining the cast?
You already told me. Miss, I wanted to throw up.
Miss, I hate divas and reality shows are stupid herself. Ronda Rousey's going to be on.
Miss, I hate this business and it's the stupidest thing that ever happened and gave me the biggest contract and payday of my life.
Ronda Rousey. Yeah. But also, Sonya Deville's going to be a regular.
That's cool. They're going to have the donut stuff.
She should. Yeah, she does. Well, Mandy's not going to be a main... Yeah, person this sure time around, but I'm sure she will. But whenever Sonya would come out in last season, she was just a friend of, but you could see her kind of like shoehorning herself and be like, hey, look at me.
Well, that sucks actually, because she is probably going to have to travel with those other girls and not spend as much time with Mandy now.
I don't think so. I think she'll be. Or maybe Mandy's like being Mandy devoted be to friend of.
Yeah.
I don't even know actually who's she. I don't know if she was on last season. I can't remember. But okay, right. So back to the matches actually. Okay. Sasha versus Natalia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was that the first? Was that the match? Yeah, whatever. That was a match. It was good. I enjoyed it.
It was, man. Sasha just like
right back.
She let loose. She didn't care.
No ring rust at all. She looks.
Oh yeah,
she looks good.
She was fast. She's wrestling against Natty.
That bank statement and, or is the whole move called the bank statement?
It's the backstabber into the bank statement.
Looked really good. Yeah. The best I've seen it in a while, I think, actually.
Well, because we haven't seen it in a while.
No, because there's a lot of times where she'd been, like, missing it at towards the end.
No, like, she launched...
Like, iconics and stuff.
Yeah,
like
she launched Natty over. And then, like, the best part is... because I think it's cool whenever Sasha does the bank statement. She has, you know, she has her opponents in the... Is it like a face lock or something?
It's a cross
face.
Yeah.
Okay. But what she always likes to do is hold everyone's arms back so they can't pull her hand off of them. She like will wrap her legs around their arms, or with Bailey, she smashed Bailey's hands. She stomped on Bailey's injured hands already.
While she was trying to reach for the ropes.
Yeah. And with this time with Natalia, she wrapped Natalia's own bum arm around her neck.
Yeah, Natty stayed in that hold for way too long. Like, Sasha already got her point across. We all know, damn, Sasha, you don't need to go through that, Natty.
And then Natty were just like, just tap. Yeah. Like, you're in pain. You're so injured.
Like, you're not going to be the one to beat Sasha. It's going to be Becky at some point.
Well, so she taps out. And then she comes back into the ring to put her back into this bank statement.
Uh-huh.
Poor Natty. Oh.
She should have tapped out faster. Maybe that's why she did it. She's like, how disrespectful for you to stay in this ruthless variation of my submission hold for so long.
And not
now you gotta stay in it until you pass out. I don't think you can pass out from that submission. I think it's just gotta be a tap out on that one.
Well, the way she had Natty's arm wrapped around her head.
That one,
maybe.
Yeah. She's like killing her.
Oh, that was... Okay, so that was that. Like, man, Sasha's back.
Yeah. I mean, it took long enough, but...
Seriously.
Cool.
I'm excited. And then, wild card, Bailey's on Raw. Was Nikki getting another title shot?
I think so.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, somebody like broke down how many matches Bayley's actually had against SmackDown women.
Did you save that?
No, I didn't. But she's had 4 title matches against Nikki Cross. Yeah. Or 4 matches against Nikki Cross.
It's in this reign?
Yes. And she, all of her opponents have been Raw people. So it's been Nikki, Alexa, Lacey.
Didn't you say she commented on it even?
She tweeted, like, basically give me SmackDown.
Roster.
She didn't say, I don't know if she said roster, but she said, give me SmackDown. Yeah. And then she named off a few girls, like.
Parentheses roster.
Yeah. I don't know who she called out. I know Liv Morgan was one of them. Who is missing. She's undergoing her transformation right now.
Transformation of Liv already. It's not like she ran away because she lost her belt. It's not like she's injured.
She ran away because Charlotte hurt her feelings.
She ran away because Charlotte opened her eyes.
Yeah, I guess. No. Because she did say.
I want her to come back and be like in Charlotte's gear. Actually, that would be awesome. Come out like Charlotte's music hits and everybody's like, boo. And then it's actually Liv. And
they're like, wait.
And she's what? Like in the robe and everything. And uh-huh. She's like, yeah. Charlotte made me realize I sucked. So I became Charlotte. And she's like, I'm good now, guys. And she's just not as... Charlotte just comes out and, like, beats her. And then she leaves and has to go find another thing again.
Oh, that would make me so upset if that happened. To have to be leaving again. But I want to see what... I want to see her already. Yeah, so Bayley's wrestling Nikki Cross on Raw. And... Yeah...
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I still don't like... Nikki had her new gear on, right?
Her weird mermaid...
Yeah.
Tail. Her mermaid exposed tail.
Not about it. And I also liked Bayley's messy ponytail by the end of the match.
Was it this match or was it SmackDown match? Because Bayley wrestled twice this week.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it was SmackDown.
No, and this one, she... Yeah, it was SmackDown, actually. There was a couple of spots that Nikki was able to get in on Bayley, but I don't know. Anytime I see, like, Nikki and Bayley and, like, Ember on some level, it's just kind of, like, apparent that they... are still, like, they're not, I don't know, I wouldn't say they're up to par.
I think it's because they're probably not TV trained enough.
Maybe not on TV enough.
Well, that's what I'm saying, maybe that's it, because they were on NXT for a little while, mm-hmm. but they weren't on NXT a lot. Like, Bayley and Sasha and the Four Horsewomen and Asuka were on TV a lot.
Yeah, so they know how to play that up. And they
knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah.
Already, but same thing with, like, Alexa. No, Alexa was kind of natural when she came
Alexa's out. A natural, yeah, for sure, because she wasn't really featured on NXT wrestling as much.
Yeah.
She was a valet.
Yeah, yeah. And Carmella had a lot of FaceTime because she was with Enzo and Cass, mm-hmm. so she was good on the mic.
So, like, yeah, that's why I'd say, like, Alexa and Carmella are sort of at the same, like, presentation level, but...
But they're missing... They're lacking the ring skills that Ember and...
Nikki
have.
And, like, Nikki was super brutish in this match against Bayley, and you could, like, I guess that was kind of the point.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was just Bayley, like, no, like, you're not gonna take me down. Like, yeah, you can get this one, but here's, like, a suplex. Here's this. Here's that. She finished the match by elbowing Nikki, and this is the best, her best elbow yet I've seen. Because I think I told you, she didn't even wobble when she got up to the top rope.
I saw the end of that.
That's the part that would always, like, make me nervous every time she does it.
How she didn't wobble this time.
I was like, yes, she did it.
You're like a grieving parent.
No, it's like me watching the Olympics and, like, the gymnast stick the landing. Her just, like, not wobbling on the top rope. I was like, yes. Oh, you got it. You did it. Because, yeah, she would take forever to climb up on the ropes. Get her footing.
Her legs would shake, like, till she could get it all straight all the way.
And then she would do her elbow. No, this time she was just like, whoop, like, she zipped up there and, like, it was, yeah.
I want to get on a ring. Man, my legs would shake me off those ropes, I bet. I'd be like, wah.
I think that was it for Raw. Then they mentioned they did the Total Divas announcement that this show's coming back in September.
Oh, was it like a video thing?
No, it's like it's when they show like a headline. Yeah. From some other like CBS was like, "Oh, Ronda Rousey is going to join Total Divas." I wonder if Nia Jax is going to be on the show. She was like heavily featured.
Not anymore. Injured, you're out.
I wonder if the Bellas are going to be on. They haven't like been anywhere near the ring this year.
You're retired, you're out.
They should. I don't think they should be.
Oh, but they're like the staple of the show.
But they have their own show, so I'm curious.
Maybe. Maybe it won't be them anymore.
We're just going to get a lot
of... Were they in last season? Yeah. They were in that stupid party when Lana and Paige were being all children.
It was like their retreat, because Nikki Bella was like, I do meditation now.
Oh, yeah. Have you guys heard of meditation?
I just discovered it.
I'm going to teach you meditation.
No, it was pretty... It was...
And Paige is like, I've been in therapy, like, I'm a real wrestling family, I know what meditation is.
Nikki Bella is my favorite, like, reality personality, for sure, because she's just cool. But, yeah, that was funny, because she was like, I've been on this new thing, it's called Zen.
Do you guys know we're supposed to be happy? They're like, what? No, we're supposed to travel and work. We need to get our money. And she's like, no, guys, there's more to the rat race, to life than the rat race. And they're like, shut up, Nikki. That's just because you can't wrestle anymore. And you got this show and another show and a fashion line.
It's good to be Nikki Bella.
And not a baby.
It's really good to be Nikki Bella. Yeah. Okay, SmackDown. Well, with the women anyway, it started with the backstage segment, and it was between Bayley and Ember Moon, because I guess they're not haters with each other now. Like, they're cool, but they're not friends. They're frenemies, I guess.
Don't fall for it, Bayley. She sucker punched you.
Yeah, Ember was basically telling Bayley that, don't let anybody tell you otherwise, Bayley, but you're the face of this division. You're the champ. Not Charlotte.
Just like what a punk would say.
Before
she sucker punched you again.
So as they're talking with each other, Ember basically said like, "Ah, but I'm still going to come after you. Like, I want that championship." And Lacey from the shadows comes out with her hat. She's like, "Did somebody say lady?" And it was like, "No, nobody did. What are you doing here?
You go to Raw. Also, shouldn't you be building houses in Africa right now?" Because Lacey Evans is a humanitarian outside of kayfabe.
Oh my gosh. Okay, but she's
amazing. Back to wrestling.
She is amazing. This is like back to the sassy wasted Southern Belle. We're gonna hate on the sassy Southern Belle. All
right.
Not on beautiful humanitarian. Marine, Lacey Evans. Sure. Also, did you know I think she's Latina.
Damn.
Either that or she's just married to like a Martinez or something like that. Anyway, okay. So she comes out creeping from the shadows. And everybody's like, what are you doing here, Lacey? And she's a wild card. And she basically tells Bayley, like, yeah, Charlotte may not be the face of the division, but you totally are bringing this title down. Which is BS.
She also had the worst match of the night at the last pay-per-view. By default. There were three good matches.
There were three pretty amazing matches.
There was a great match, a really good match, and a good match. And Bayley's was the good one.
The good one. Well, this match tonight between her and Lacey was so good.
Yeah.
It was probably my favorite of the week, for sure. Not just because I'm a huge Bayley fan, but this was actually really, really good.
Yeah, I didn't see the Nikki one, but I liked this one, actually.
Yeah, but we've seen Nikki and Bayley a lot already. Four times at least. Maybe that's why. But anyway, we're going to do something a little bit different this time, because instead of just talking about who won this match, we're going to go into it. We're going to dissect this Lacey Evans and Bayley match with Charlotte at ringside. All right, so we're starting with just the entrances.
You just recently, I think it was just yesterday, watched a match of Bayley, like when she first came in.
Yeah,
it was okay. when Mick Foley announced her, right?
All
right,
here's she another. She had
this dumb little like streamer ribbon that were like her stripes, her Ultimate Warrior stripes coming in. It was basically just a t-shirt cut with a bunch of t-shirt streamers, and then she would hold on to it and tie it around her neck.
You're describing this so bad.
Okay, I'll let you do it.
It's basically a string of fabric that ran across from Bailey's wrist to wrist, and it was just like a fringe of t-shirts hanging from it. Yeah, fringe,
that's the word I was looking for.
But it's so homemade. It's so homemade looking that I was able to make a homemade version of this for a Halloween costume.
You're not very crafty. Anyway, the fringe is t-shirts. They're just chopped up t-shirts.
It wasn't t-shirts. It looks like it. But they are like, it looked like duct tape before. You know, like those bright colored duct tape that you get at like Family Dollar. Yeah. That's what it looked like.
I wouldn't have thought about this unless we had just seen that yesterday. But her jackets now are so much better than when she first debuted with her NXT gear. Like, it's good to be on the main roster. This is why you want to get to this level.
If you've watched Total Divas. You can just play up
your character like
no, but also, if you've watched Total Divas, you get the ladies who sew all the gear backstage. Yeah. And they're amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
They are geniuses. Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
You have all, like, once you get, like, NXT is so cool, but they don't have the budget to be this. And I don't know if they will with now that they're moving to USA.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It might, but I kind of hope it doesn't. Like, I like the grittiness of NXT, where, like, this is the full-on production, and, like, you get to have your character, too.
This is like when you go to a Madonna concert.
Yeah.
If you haven't been to a Madonna concert. Well, I mean, I haven't been to a Madonna concert. Well, you've been to the Elton John farewell concert.
Yeah, I've also been to wrestling multiple times.
As we talk about Bailey's entrance, we go to Lacey's, who still has the hat clip art as her background when she comes out.
I don't think I've ever noticed that before. I'm just looking at a still of it right now as you said that, and it's just like a 3D picture where you finally see it, and now I'll never not see those stupid hats anymore. You just ruined that for me.
They need to update that, because otherwise I love Lacey's music, I like her costumes, blah blah blah, but yeah, clip art hats.
Lacey does one good thing about Lacey, probably my favorite aspect ever, if I have to like name it, is she does what I think a lot more wrestlers should do, and audibly talks during her match.
Yeah, she
does. She yells like, "Get off of me!"
Or and, "Get like, her away from
yeah,
me!"
Yeah, get out of here, and like other stuff
that's
like that.
That's right. Yeah.
That's great. Jericho, he was the master of that. And, like, so many more wrestlers should do that.
He'd always be like, come on, baby.
Yeah.
basically, Bailey starts off the match by, like, catching Lacey's leg because she tried to distract her by throwing her fancy glove.
Yeah.
Which, it's not fancy. It just has faux fur on the wrist. So the difference between this match and, I would say, Nikki's is, well, yeah, like, Nikki's more brutish, and Lacey's definitely, like, more, I don't know, would you say, like, agile? She's definitely faster on her feet, and she's more acrobatic for sure.
Yeah.
She does, like, that.
Well, I think it's more because she's so lanky, where Nikki's, like, short. Like, you gotta play into your body type, Nikki just, like, fires at you like a cannonball while she's more like Charlotte, like, the graceful, like
she can cover more ground and stuff. Yeah. So one of the cool moves that I like that Lacey does is when she gets you in a corner and she does a handstand on the ropes. Uh-huh. She's supposed to do is ram her knees into them, but Bailey was able to move out of the way. And Bailey does some running knees too. She's doing them way before Mandy Rose, but Mandy Rose just like perfected it. So right after Bailey clotheslines Lacey all gross.
On the outside. The queen of all eras. Soon to be 10-time champion. Face of the division.
In her Forever 21 clearance outfit.
Forever 21 clearance outfit. Charlotte Flair comes out to ringside.
Okay, maybe not Forever 21 clearance, but I probably could pick out that outfit at Forever 21. I thought she was Carmella at first.
I thought it was a weird looking outfit.
The reason why I compared it to Carmella's outfits is because I thought she was wearing a tube top. And Carmella confidently wears tube tops to the ring while running around in high heels.
She's taped though, right?
I'm sure she has to be taped. Like, that's the only way that she can get away with wearing what she does half the time.
And running around.
Yeah, yeah.
Jumping on Truth's back and getting
exactly. Out of the movie. Yeah. I'm sure she's super glued into her outfits. I hope so.
Super glued?
She. But yeah, it reminded me of Carmela's outfit because, like, Charlotte had the little Yorkie half ponytail and. Except she's like in a business casual sort of look, like when they let you wear shorts to the office, and she's got her nude pumps.
It is her colleagues match.
I guess this is like a business casual work event.
Yeah, it's like going to watch your colleagues, your coworkers' band play.
You can't really like let out, completely let out your wild side.
Nope. But you gotta dress comfortable.
And that's why we were saying, like, it's funny seeing Charlotte in clothes because I'm not used to seeing her outside of her gear.
And she looks so regal in it.
Outside of workout clothes or bikinis. Yeah. That's like all I ever see her in. So maybe that's why this outfit looks weird. Just it's just like.
For a loop.
Yeah.
It's Wait, like... she doesn't wear clothes like this. She looks too good to wear clothes like this.
So anyway, Lacey and Bailey.
Bailey invited her to sit down.
So no, shut up.
You just saw that.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she said, you want to sit down?
Oh.
So now she's...
She's putting on a show for her. All right. Okay, so they're showing during the break that Lacey was messing up Bailey's shoulder.
Bailey can take a beating.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about this. Like,
she's
we
like
touched
Homer.
On it, just if I can do a shameless plug for a second. Mine on the other podcast with Hector called Take Under. It's NXT. Kyle O'Reilly from the Undisputed Era looks like Homer, just taking a beating when he's a boxer.
Yeah, and I just said Bailey's like Homer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's compare Bailey to Homer Simpson and not whoever that person
Kyle
you just
O'Reilly.
Mentioned was.
She looks so like convincing that, taking a beating.
I think she likes doing that.
Yeah,
like,
that's what she, he. That's the way that guy is
she's
too.
She's like, yeah, go ahead, you can do that to me. Sure, yeah, I can. Yeah.
And what about a table? Okay. What about two tables? I'll raise you three tables.
But, well, I didn't
I'm
say
doing
that.
It to you. Yeah, I know.
I want to be put through three tables.
I've already been through two. Come
she's
on.
Like, how many tables have the Hardy Boys gone through? She's such a fan of theirs.
Yeah. So they keep playing up Lacey's work in Bailey's shoulder. She just keeps on doing submission moves and hurting that and beating her down that way. And then she gets her on the ground and she pulls her headband over her face and like rubs it into her face a little bit. And the reason I bring this part up is because Corey's... This is why heel commentators are the best. Corey Graves says, don't bring it into the ring if you don't want it used against you. She could have choked her with that.
It looks like, yeah.
She could have tried to, like, murder her. And by Corey Graves' heel commentator logic,
that's
it's
all
fair.
Fine. Fair. The cool thing about Lacey, especially compared to other, like, heel wrestlers, is that she doesn't rely on just, like, the cheap shots. Like, whereas somebody would use the ropes, like, heavily. Lacey kind of does here and there, but... She doesn't have to because she's so strong. So she can like, she can go ahead and try to break Bailey's elbow by doing a handstand and running her knees into it.
Yeah. And she can lift these, and she can lift her, like manhandle her a little
bit. Yeah. And that, like, that's why I like watching Lacey. And she's definitely gotten better since like the last few matches that we've seen.
Yeah. I mean, there is some sloppy stuff in here.
Oh, like when Bailey was trying to submit her.
Yeah.
Well, what is it that she was doing?
I don't know. She had her like in an arm, like a squatted arm bar or something like that. But Corey actually had to, like, he had a good point earlier. And that's another good thing about how good Corey is Bailey was trying to like roll around and do a roll up. But I don't know that Lacey knew exactly what was going on or she's ever done that move before, but it looked really sloppy and they just kind of like fell forward and then fell to the side. And Corey Graves is like, oh, see, this is how powerful Lacey is. She can just shift her weight. So, like, he saved them, and it was, like, played exactly into what they were doing. But it looked sloppy.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think that's what the issue with Lacey is like, where the first part of her matches have a little bit of those sloppy spots. But, like, right
as
here,
it
once
goes
we get
on,
further on, it's great.
Yeah. So this is a part of the match where Lacey actually gets the upper hand for a bit.
She keeps working on that elbow.
Yeah, she is pinning down Bailey's arm with her foot and just stomping on her elbow with the other foot. She's slapping Bailey around like a little dog and just trash talking her again. Like she does that a lot, but it's funny because she takes the time to gloat. She's like, "I am the lady." And then Bailey punches her in the stomach. She's like, "Hey, I was talking there." So then Lacey's trying to run into Bailey, or was she trying to leg sweep her?
Yeah.
And Bailey avoids it by, this is where Bailey actually gets back into
the match.
And get back into it. Yeah. She avoids the leg sweep and she ties up Lacey in the ropes. And she's doing this with one arm right now because her elbow is all jacked up. And it's cool because this is where, like, Bailey kind of hulks out, yeah. I guess. That's kind of her, she's always done that. And it's where she gets, like, that extra rush of adrenaline. And she's just, like,
screaming and stuff.
Yeah, and she's, like, knocking Lacey down hard with clotheslines and just
running back and forth.
Back and forth across, yeah.
Like Daniel Bryan would.
Oh, yeah, I guess so, huh?
Yeah.
Bailey's not really known for doing submission holds. Like, she does a lot of suplexes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This new one, she's done it a couple of times already. It's so cool.
Like, the commentators have asked her what she's calling it.
No.
I don't, like...
Because right, Michael Cole, just, or was it Michael Cole? Whoever is on there was like, Tom whoa, Phillips. this submission from Bailey.
Yeah. It's like a figure four variation, because, like, I wouldn't call it a reverse figure four, because not both of them are reversed. Only the person with having the submission applied to them is turned over, like... Normally, for a figure four, you're facing up.
You're facing each other. Facing
down, but it's like the same leg contortion.
So, yeah. So, Bailey is wrapping Lacey's legs, like, in the figure four. Yeah. Except instead of sitting on the ground and facing one another,
Lacey's
facing the floor.
And Bailey's behind her, like, bicycling.
But the cool thing is, yeah, like, Bailey's using her other foot to lock in... Yeah. Lacey's legs by pushing down on her ankle. That looks so painful.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that on you.
Okay.
Lacey makes it to the ropes, though, to break it, thankfully. And it's funny because she's, like, right in front of Charlotte when she's doing it. And it almost looks like maybe Charlotte's going to interfere. But Charlotte's like, nah, she doesn't care that much about Lacey.
This person?
Yeah. Like, Charlotte's just there to study Bailey's moves. She doesn't care about who Lacey is and if she wins or not. But Lacey... was able to get her moonsault on Bailey.
Yeah. It looked really good.
I love Lacey's moonsault.
But then, yeah, they cut to a side of the ring shot, and Charlotte just could not be any, like, less impressed.
And it's because Bailey was able to get her... No, she hit it. Bailey kicked out. Yeah, yeah, Bailey kicked out of it. So that's why Charlotte was like, psh. Your moonsault couldn't even put Bailey away.
My moonsault's
so much better.
This match has gone on for way too long. One of you losers should have won by now. One thing just to comment on how good Lacey's gotten, like, maybe she's always done this too, is just how, like, natural she was at being a heel. Mm-hmm. After she was doing that pinning attempt after her moonsault, she, like, shoved Bailey's face into the mat just to give her, like, a little extra FU, but I mean, it doesn't matter if she kicked out, but, like, that's just little touches like that, like, that not everybody would do, that just take her, like, character to that, to the next level.
She wasn't really doing stuff like that before, I can tell you that.
Okay.
Like, before it always seemed like her heel persona was so hokey, uh-huh. And that's why I was always like, why don't they just make her a face? She'd be like, she actually has the backstory, yeah, for it. But for now, sure. now dissecting this match, yeah, we're seeing these little things that she's doing that just makes it more, like, believable, yeah. I guess. And I don't think that was the case before, to be honest.
Yeah,
but I
don't
know, I could be
wrong.
They threw
her into the main events too fast. Like, they should, mm-hmm, see if they had just given her a little bit of seasoning, like, she could have been way better.
She could have debuted a lot better.
She could have been way better at being Becky's foil. No, I'm saying, yeah, even more seasoning on the main roster. Like, don't have her go towards Becky right away. Like, now that she's this good, or, like, doing stuff like this.
It makes sense to see her go after Becky at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think what it was is, like, she was spending a little bit too much time trash talking before.
See, maybe Sasha was supposed to be... Maybe Sasha screwed us all.
By leaving.
She was supposed to be Becky's next opponent. And then they had to rush Lacey in there. So she screwed Lacey. She screwed us. She screwed...
You know, I think Lacey it makes... I think it makes this type of payoff a lot sweeter, though. Because I think we appreciate it more.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, they're all good now, so it doesn't matter. Like, and even if that might not have even been what was happening. I'm just conspiracy theory in here. I'm just Pepe Silva in this.
So they roll out of the ring. Lacey tries to throw Bailey into the barricade, but Bailey instead throws her over and is able to get her on there to suplex her, right?
Yeah, onto the floor.
This is how good this match was. Like, there was a count out. Yeah, almost a count out.
After that suplex, they were on the ground for a little while. But then they both run into the ring.
At 9.
Yeah.
The count of 9.
Yeah, and then they go straight into, like, this fast pinning combination. So Bailey tries to roll her up.
Lacey
reverses it. And then one thing that I noticed here, though, is when Bailey, like, I know a lot of people talk shit about Bailey, but she's so good. Here's another one of those, like, little touches is she has that, like, arm tucked in as she's even, like, getting up from that roll-up.
Yeah, because like, her arm's injured.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, yeah, it's easy. Like, it's obvious when she's, like, on the side of the ropes, like, oh, everybody's looking at me right now. I need to keep this tucked in. But, like, this one little time where she, like, yeah, you can use your arm for a second just to help yourself get up. But to not do that, like, if she had done it, I wouldn't have noticed it. Uh-huh. If she had used her arm, I wouldn't have noticed it. But that she didn't made me notice it.
Yeah. So they're probably going to play this elbow thing at Clash of Champions against Charlotte, I bet.
Yeah,
oh, I don't know. It's kind of a long ways away.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, that Bailey has, like, that continuity throughout her matches. That's awesome.
And, like, that's, like, probably, like, it's learned from every, like, the entire, the work she's put in her entire career. Like, she wouldn't know that stuff, like, all her career. Like, it's just a testament to how good she is, how much she's learned. And, like, for people to talk shit about her, like, she's, like, I've seen people talk shit about her that she's not compelling and stuff like that. It's like, no, you just don't know where to look because Bailey is so good.
I'm so glad that you get this. I've been telling you for how many years now?
I just, like, it's cool to see her, like, get to this point where, like, she's doing cool stuff.
Don't you
like
feel
that,
like, a little proud of her?
I mean, yeah, but I'm not gonna geek out over her.
Well, I am for another second because one of the announcers called her Bailey the Aggressor. We haven't heard that before, but it makes it makes sense.
So then Bailey gets rolling after that. She lands a Bailey to belly. But from all the stuff that I was just saying, like, to appreciate her craft, Bailey in the ring is stupid and tries to pin her right next to the ropes. So Lacey's able to get her arm up just at the last second.
Lacey
on the count
can't
of three.
Even. Like, kick out of it or get her,
like,
shoulder
the rest
up.
Of her
she
body
just
hasn't
lifts
moved.
Her hand,
just her hand, like,
to touch
like,
the rope.
She didn't even grab it. She just, like, picked her hand up over it, and then it, like, draped on top of the rope. But
very ladylike.
Best part of that is they cut to Charlotte right afterwards, and Charlotte's laughing. Like, you can't even beat Lacey Evans, and you think you're going to stop me from becoming 10-time champion in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, but then whenever Bailey was getting Lacey set up for her elbow, she was just staring down Charlotte the entire time, like, oh yeah, watch this.
I can do it. This is after she's done another Bailey to belly and then climbs up on the top rope. High flyer Bailey now from Raw to now hits an elbow from pretty far out and wins the match.
Yeah. This was a really good match.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I ultimately enjoyed it. Those sloppy spots, like, because I think that was where I started catching it the first time.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, oh, Lacey, why are you doing it? Like,
because that's how it started off, right?
Yeah, or like I said, it wasn't the whole thing. It was just like, maybe I caught that one spot and it, like, I didn't
had,
like it
you
right
had,
away.
Like, blinders
they
on
had,
for the rest
yeah,
of the
exactly.
match.
They had to win me over. And they did. Even the first time I watched it, I liked it. But, like, watching it over right now, seeing all this stuff is good.
I kind of like doing this, but I don't know. We'll see how it sounds. But I kind of like doing this whole, like, breakdown of the match. So maybe we'll try it again. I noticed that the roll-ups that they were doing, that I think both of them did, was the same that Bailey and Sasha were doing to each other at Clash of Champions.
Because you were just watching
it. We were day. Okay, so when I have an idea of maybe rewatching that Clash of Champions match and, like, breaking down that one. Because is that the last time they had the pay-per-view? Or that Clash Bailey and Charlotte fought at it?
I don't know.
Because they're making it seem like, oh, yeah, the last time Charlotte beat Bayley at Clash of Champions. But that was back in 2016.
Yeah.
Do they have this pay-per-view every year?
I think so. I think they've been having it for at least the last couple of years. Okay.
Well, maybe we can go, like, that's what, maybe we can go back and just, like, find that one match between either that triple threat or one just between Bayley and Charlotte. But I think in honor of, like, Clash of Champions, we should watch that pay-per-view. All
right.
Okay, so that was SmackDown. That was it. NXT was Io Shirai versus some girl named Cammy Fields.
That led off the show, right?
Yeah, that's how they opened up. And, oh my gosh, this poor jobber girl was
their
just...
Their proportions were all off. Cammy was like a...
She's tall and stocky, like kind
of. Yeah, much bigger wrestler than... So it looked kind of weird, them wrestling...
But Io was going crazy.
Yeah. I mean, but it didn't look like an AJ versus Braun where it's like a monster versus like
no,
a big person.
No, it was just a slightly bigger person.
Yeah. Like I said, it looked like the proportions were off. Like they were two different, I don't know. It was just weird.
Io was...
Like they were two different classes in a video game.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, Io, she's got her brand new cool look. And poor Cammy. I mean... She's got what she's got.
She's got regular, like, no fancy like a, gear. She's got regular gym gear.
Oh, yeah, that's where I made a comment that it was like the girl from Make It or Break It.
Oh, yeah.
When she goes to the gym.
It's not even a brand name.
It's not even a brand name, Leo.
Man, the uppers are going to have a field day with Cammy Fields. Or maybe they'll take her on and she'll...
They'll make over her.
Yeah, she'll be their tie.
So Io was being a... total like mamon throughout the whole thing. She would pin Cammy and then pick her shoulders up at the count of two so that way she could just like inflict more pain on her,
and then she ultimately tapped her out.
And then that, like, did she come back to beat her up or no that was it, right?
No, okay. She did actually. She went out to the side of the ring and
brought out a kendo stick.
Yeah, before she got to the kendo stick, like throughout the match, one thing that she was doing that made her look really cool was like she never picked her hair out of her face.
Yeah,
she was like laughing through it.
Yeah.
And you could see like her
Samara from
the
ring.
Her like face, like her what's it called? You could just see like her teeth coming through, like enjoying it, but like through her hair it looked really cool. It was a different, like it's something we hadn't seen before. It was cool.
Oh, so she goes out to get the kendo stick.
And then comes back in to beat
Cammy Fields.
Really beat out Cammy Fields.
And we get Candice LeRae running in to save the day.
Mrs. Failure herself.
And Mrs. Johnny
Not
Failure.
Not that she's a failure.
No,
her
she's just married
a failure.
To a failure.
She assumed the failure name.
But hey, when you get married, though,
you got to take it.
You got to share that.
Yeah, anyway. So then she takes the kendo stick. I think she hit her once, or did she just try and, like,
I think she chased her out. She just chased her out. And Io just booked it. Yeah. She was like, no.
Io was running so comically up the ramp. Like, it actually looked cool, like, for a second, because you see, like, the bad guy look all like, oh, like a cartoon being chased away.
Yeah.
It looked really good. And then, but once she got to the top, she was, like pulling her hair out and stuff like that. And, like, Candace shouldn't have that effect on you yet. Like, she hasn't really gotten under your skin. She just sucker punched you and you got away. You didn't even get hit. You should have just laughed at her and been like, ah, you can't even
get me when you come from behind.
Exactly.
She got to work on that a little bit.
I mean,
but
there might be something else going on. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how they're trying to play the character, because it seems like it's similar to what I like my thought process around it, but it's like different whatever they're doing with it. And I want to see what their goal
what
is.
What it is,
it.
Yeah.
Like, the whole, like, crazy thing is just, like, a variation that I wouldn't have thought of. I would have thought just, like, have her be better than everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess you can't do that because she's not better than Shayna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so then speaking of Shayna, she comes out she was going to cut a promo.
Yeah.
She came out with her tethers. And before she could even speak on
the
mic.
She raised it up to her mouth.
And you hear... Rhea Ripley has come over from NXT UK to challenge Shayna? Get in her face? I don't know.
I wonder if her and her little brother Pete Dunne came over on like a foreign exchange family thing.
Because Pete Dunne's also wrestling in NXT.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I just thought about, because it's both of them over here now. They got a 2-for-1 or something. Or maybe the UK manager sent both of them and then Regal doesn't realize it's two people. He's just like... You're really big in your gear, Rhea. You're really tall in your gear, Rhea. You're usually stockier in a suit.
She does look like Pete's older sister.
They just look similar, and they got the same haircut.
No,
they had the same haircut.
No, Rhea is looking good. Yeah. Whoa. Like, we saw her in a taped segment, we should probably say, like, with Piper fighting backstage. But I don't know. She's looking like...
Yeah, because that would have been taped a while ago.
Yeah. She gets into Shayna's face, and she's like, oh, let me guess what you're going to say. You've already faced everybody. And then she...
Beat everybody.
Right, but you know what? You haven't beaten me.
Yeah.
Expletive. And before Shayna could say anything, like, Rhea took away her mic.
Yeah.
Like, she just ripped it out of her hands. Like, she would... Yeah, Shayna got no words in.
And then Shayna got punked.
And she got punked, and she left the ring like a baby back expletive.
Yeah. I mean...
She's got to
drop the tethers now and join Undisputed Era.
I was not expecting this. And I am so, like, excited. Yeah. Because also, I don't like Shayna Baszler and I don't like Rhea Ripley.
Yeah. And it's a heel versus heel match. We never see this.
I don't know who I'm going to root for. I don't know if I'm going to root for anybody.
Nobody.
I'm going to root for referee Taylor Tomlinson.
This might be the biggest moment of her career. She's got two shysters in there now.
Is there a takeover coming up?
No, I don't think so. They'll probably just be on weekly. Oh, that might be the first night.
Oh, on USA. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's right. That's what I would do when if does I it were premiere them. Again?
The 18th.
September 18th. September 18th. Okay.
Weeks. That's what I would do if
oh,
I were
Oh man,
them.
This Put month is going to be so there. Good. We get Total Divas. I get Real Housewives of Dallas.
Show how different it is. Put a heel versus heel match on the first night of two of the best women right now.
I think we're going to get that four horsewoman thing sooner than
it's
later.
It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen.
Maybe not by the end of this year, but it's going to happen.
But it's not going to happen the way it should, where they just, like, run around, like, beating everybody down.
I'm just saying, like, they an eventual DX, face... Basically. I'm just saying an eventual face-off between
all
the UFC, UFC girls, and the
Especially now actual that horsewomen. We know Ronda's probably coming back. It's probably going to happen sooner rather than later,
That's
actually.
That's what I just said.
Because... Rhonda wants to leave already, I'm sure. She's like, all right, I have my baby. Got to get this storyline out of the way. And then I don't have to be here for the last year of my contract.
Good riddance, then. Let's go.
Let's get it over with. And then let's let Shayna stay here and keep wrestling with all these badasses.
What, she calls herself the Queen of Spades?
Yep.
I dig it. Okay. That was it for NXT. And then... NXT UK, there wasn't anything at all. They just played promos.
Promos for Cardiff. Was it any new ones? Because I didn't watch it yet.
No, they pretty much just... They kind of did like a version 2
of the last, one
the last promos. Yeah, they just like mixed a few other clips and stuff. So, nothing... No matches, so it's...
There is an update. Kaylee Ray is the first one to shed her nickname. Kaylee Ray is now Kaylee Ray. She's no longer the Red Woman. After last week's promo, and like, even though she does the weird Brazilian hair jiu-jitsu guy thing, she's badass.
Well, we only called her that because we didn't know her name. Well, we didn't know her name. We didn't know anything about her. Now that we do, she's future champ over here.
See, that's how it works. You start watching wrestling, you see all these weird characters, and you're like, okay, like, this person's like... Was it Corrupted Legolas or a Tethered or something like that?
Yeah.
And then you eventually, like, their name sticks. Like, you have to learn their name because it's worth it.
Oh, so this is The Rock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think I remember that, actually, because when he first came out, he wasn't The Rock.
No, he was Rocky Maivia.
And wasn't he something else, too?
He was Rocky Maivia, and then he became The Rock, and he was with... The Nation of Domination.
See, yeah.
That was when he started, like, getting more FaceTime and screen time, and then that was, I think, when they realized who, like, what he had, and that was when he became Corporation, and then The Rock, and then The Rock, and then The Rock, and then The Rock, and then Dwayne Johnson, who is the biggest movie star of all time.
There's only one women's match at Cardiff, right? Or are we going to see Piper and Rhea?
I don't know. No, I think Piper and Rhea is set for next week on the show.
On the show, it? Right? Okay.
Which means it was already taped. Cardiff's going to be live.
So, who... Okay, well, yeah, I guess the only prediction is, do you think Kaylee Ray is going to win, yeah, or do you think Tony's going to win? I think Kaylee Ray is taking it. I
hope it's Kaylee Ray.
Yeah, I think so. It's about time. They showed that Toni Storm won the UK Championship in January. She's, yeah, had it this long. So, yeah, it's. I think it's it. I think that's it for her.
I mean, it's time for a change. Like, we haven't even seen a title defense in a
while. It's time for a change. We haven't even been watching this promotion. Well,
we've been watching it for at least the time that we've been doing this podcast. And it's still been the same person, champion. And mm-hmm. she's had maybe 3 title defenses?
I wouldn't even be able to tell you. See? Yeah. I'm three just, I'm actually, matches, I'm more interested in, well, one, Rhea, yeah, I guess. But Piper... And even our favorite Spectre.
To see if they're going to show up.
Like, those are the only ones, those are the only stories that I really care about right now.
Well, Jazzy, so. Obviously.
Obviously, Jazzy. She's part, of the Spectre storyline. Okay.
Because she's got to overcome
the... It's the ultimate face-off that we're going to have, that we're going to get, so.
She's got to try to assume another body that can do it. Or possess another body that can do it.
Okay, so that was NXT UK. We got Miz and Mrs., which had their season finale. But don't worry, we're going to get them back next year. We actually...
Man, how did they leapfrog the Bellas? The Bellas were on TV for so long.
Oh my gosh,
and
then I know.
They got their own show on USA after Maryse was on that show for one season. Was she even on that
show?
She
was on there for a couple of seasons, yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. She was on there for a while. But when she came on, she was very... Like... She was very different on Total Divas. Oh, she was very, like, problem. Antagonistic. Yeah. She was, like, ready to fight Nikki and Brie.
Yeah.
But then watching her on Miz and Mrs., I love her. Like,
see, I think... I mean, I
she definitely
know.
Plays it up on Total Divas.
On both of them, I thought she does. Because, like, they're corny on this show. It's
yeah,
a sitcom,
except,
like we
except
about.
Except Maryse is more endearing on this show. On Total yeah, Divas, no, she's like, just, like, super diva-ish. I think because she's like, well, the show's the Divas, so I guess I better act like one.
No, I meant she was, like, playing it up on, like, the other side. Like, the quirky... I don't think she's, like, as quirky and, like, cutesy as she comes across. Because she's French-Canadian. She's cool.
Well, Canadians are funny.
not French-Canadians.
Well, Canadian women, I don't know. Who's a Canadian comedian? Comedian.
See, French Canadians are too serious. Think of Celine Dion.
I heard she's actually pretty funny.
She's not.
I heard she is. She's anyway, so what happened in this episode? Oh, yeah. But we actually live streamed this.
Yeah.
We did like a watch along is what we did. We did a watch along on that app, TV Co. So if you go to my profile, and my username is just Liz Silva, you can watch the replay of Ms. and Mrs. and get our commentary on it. But basically, it was a season finale, and we get the whole, oh, we're homesick for L.A., Austin's terrible, there's only Walmarts here.
Ms. is going to sitcom try and manipulate it into her idea of wanting to move back to... LA. And then everything backfires. Literally everything backfires. Even little subplots backfire.
They go to LA for a Raw show.
Yeah.
And they don't have Baby Monroe. She stayed behind. Uh-huh. And they went and
they
hit
don't
up.
They don't allow babies in LA. Not if you're a young hip couple. You can't bring babies.
First of all, they're not young or hip.
Well.
So they could have taken their baby if they wanted.
They are wealthy enough to... pass for young and hip for a
weekend.
Oh my
gosh. Oh, okay. I'll bring up this couple later. But in this episode, they're in LA hitting up all their favorite hotspots. But then, you know, because they cut back and forth, like, oh, I miss it here. It's so, oh, I wish we could be here again. And then, like, they're on the phone and then a helicopter is, like, whirring by. And they're like, oh, this helicopter's so loud. Like, oh, what is a helicopter even in Austin?
And there's, like, construction that they're, like, blasting straight in through the speakers of their room. Like, there's no way it's
that loud. It's not that loud. They're probably on like the 13th floor of a hotel building. There's no way they're going to be hearing like some dude running a jackhammer. Also, that only exists in cartoons.
And then they like park underneath some dude trimming trees with a Lamborghini with an open top.
Only happens in cartoons.
And they get towed and Maurice's pants split and they got caught breaking into their own old house. That's the part, sitcom.
That's the part where I was... It's funny because the couple...
I'm also not complaining.
The couple that was living in Ms. and Maurice's old house were very, like, old. No. Oh, yeah. Like, the renters. Yeah. No, they're, like, older, too, but, like, still trying to cling on to hipness.
Yeah, because they rented the house from a professional wrestler.
No, it's because they're in L.A. and have money to live there.
That's true, I guess.
Yeah, that lady was super, super tan. Do you notice that? No. And, like, the age gap between her and her husband was questionable. Questionable as in, I don't know if this lady's 50 or she's 22. Like, and this guy's like 55.
Yeah.
Ugh, LA. So anyway,
that's where they're moving.
They're moving back to LA.
The It family. The renew home? Old new home of the It family?
Yeah, because they're not originally from LA.
Old home of the It family. There you go.
The It family?
Yeah, that's what they call themselves.
No, I thought you said Hit Family.
No.
Okay, so I guess they're moving back to LA.
Yeah. And there's another surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Maurice is pregnant. And then she pulls a string and a truckload of used pregnancy sticks just fall on Miz in a public restaurant where people eat.
I don't get the people who save their pregnancy tests, like, to show
you
to their people.
You peed on this. Oh. Don't hand it. And then don't hand, like, six across the table in a public eatery.
Yeah.
Because, you know, whoever cleaned it wasn't paying attention to what they did. So they didn't wipe down the table properly. They just gave it one of those little, like, quick clean with a dirty rag already. Like, they don't know what they're spreading across there. While Maurice and freaking Miz are playing P-strip poker over here. Oh my god, that whole scene almost ruined this entire show for me. I just had to block it out until right as we got to this right now. I completely forgot about it. Oh my god.
Yeah, that was gross. So yeah, they're moving back to LA. Maurice is pregnant. Ms. and Mrs. comes back next year.
Don't eat at that Mexican restaurant in Austin.
Oh, we were saying... Yeah, what's the name of it?
Well, I have no idea. Don't eat at a Mexican restaurant in Austin on the chance that there may have been... May or not have been pea sticks all over the table.
We were saying when they went back to the house to put in the sold sign, their parents, their moms came out. We're like, wait, what's going on? They didn't even tell them that they're moving. They were going to leave them behind.
No, I'm saying, Marjo lives there now. She's Marjo like, nah, I'm too old to move. I come with the house. And then she just like walks in naked to whoever buys the house from them, like she does with them right now.
Yeah, yeah.
She just like sits on the couch with them.
Eating cheese. Yeah. What are we watching?
What are we watching today, guys?
Did you fix the remote?
What are we binging today? Like, who are you, lady?
All right. Well, yeah, that's it this weekend or this week. AEW is having their pay-per-view.
Yes.
All Out.
The last one before they start taping or they start shows on October 2nd.
AEW is going to be premiering on TNT soon, and this is the last pay-per-view before it comes out?
Correct.
Okay.
Starts on October 2nd.
Man, how exciting.
Yeah, we're going to have different wrestling, so much wrestling.
And like different kind, because, okay.
It's as exciting as the Monday Night Wars all over again.
The women are going to have two matches featured in the pay-per-view. There's going to be a battle royal. It's called the battle, or was it casino battle royal?
I don't see it.
Casino Battle Royal. And so there's a few women that have been confirmed, and there's going to be 21 altogether. Whoever wins that is going to be in the championship match for the first AEW women's title.
The same night?
I don't know if it's the same night. I don't think so. I could be wrong.
Or is it the championship match on the first day of...
No, on the premiere. The okay. premiere show on TNT, that's when they're going to have the championship match for the women.
There's not a champion yet, right? The champion's going to be...
Right. It's going to be decided. Today. It's going to be decided by Saturday? Whoever wins this battle royal. They're going to face whoever wins between Rio and Hikaru Shida, who we've seen before. They were on a tag team together.
Okay. Is that... Other one, the annoying one that you didn't like?
No, that is Yuka Sakazaki. Okay. She's in the Battle Royal. Who actually, maybe she might win, but I don't know. Could be wrong because in that one, the Battle Royal, you're going to see Nyla Rose, Dr. Britt Baker, who I have my money on. Brandi Rhodes is going to be in it. She's the COO
is Bay or Priestley CBO, in
whatever.
It?
Who?
Bay Priestley.
I don't know. I don't see her listed.
Yeah, she would be if she was in it.
But Allie's going to be in it.
Does it not have all of them listed?
Doesn't have all of them listed. Here, okay, surprised. I'll read you who's confirmed. Shazza McKenzie, Awesome Kong, who we've seen before, Brandi Rhodes, Allie, Yuka Sakazaki, Dr. Britt Baker, Nyla Rose, Jazz is... She the one from WWE? Is it that Jazz or is it a different one? I wonder. Teal Piper, Big Swole, and Sadie Gibbs.
Okay, I don't know.
Don't know who those last girls are, but we're familiar with some of these women. And I think maybe what we'll do is watch a match or two from some of the ones that we don't know. And maybe we'll like put that as a recap vlog also on TV Co. Just from the names that you know, who do you think is going to win the Battle Royal?
Brandy's going to somehow, like, buy it.
Yeah?
It's going to come down to her and someone else, and she's going to give Britt them Baker. A contract or money or something. Or she's going to lose it. It's going to come down to her and someone else.
And then I think Rio's going to win in her match.
Yeah, but sure. That's for the championship?
That's to be in the match.
They've been hyping her up this whole time. Wait, that's to be in the championship match?
Yeah, at the premiere.
Whoever wins the premiere is going to have the championship. Just is going to be the first championship match. Okay.
Yes.
I thought they were going to have the first championship match at this pay-per-view.
No.
So how come those two only have to go through each other and everybody else has to go through like however
many girls? Because I have not been really following AEW.
See, they make it so hard. Like, I'm so glad that the show's coming out because now
they won't get to see why.
Yeah. Like, I got so much WWE to watch. I got so much regular TV to watch. I got a baby.
Superstore is coming back.
And I can't be like going on YouTube and all this stuff and finding all these different clips and like going on your website and going in a million different places. Just feed it to me.
You sound like an old person.
I know. I should just... Is assisted suicide legal yet?
It's only for like terminal people.
I need to start getting plans together.
Jesus.
I will not be old.
All right, then. I guess, you know what? I think we can finally do some plugs.
For what?
So you have another podcast, and it's only about NXT.
Yeah.
You don't talk about NXT UK?
Nope. Just NXT. It's short. Basically as short as we can get it. As short as we can get it, we just recap and then talk about different things. So far, we've only had 3 episodes, and we were very inconsistent because Hector was dying. My co-host Hector was dying, and we were traveling, and we just didn't have time to do stuff. So shortly, we will have 3 episodes.
Yeah, one episode has been published. It's really funny.
One's edited,
and
the other one is almost done.
So check out Take Under.
Take Under.
With Joseph and Hector.
Yes.
Also, we have kind of a TV Co channel set up for when we stream different reality shows, TV shows, but we've been streaming like some live we've been live watching Raw and SmackDown and giving our commentary on the men's matches, which you don't hear here. And I think that's it. We'll put a link in the description if we can find the video of the match between Bayley and Lacey so that way you can follow our little recap earlier. And just for funsies, we'll go ahead and plug our Primo Primo podcast. It's called The Irrelevant, and we actually occasionally write for the website, theirrelevant.org. But our good friend Rod runs it, and he has one of the best podcasts, I'd say.
Yeah.
They're usually 15, 20-minute episodes on a very irrelevant topic, but super awesome. Interesting.
Yeah.
I think my favorite one was about the ramen noodles. He did a whole episode on ramen, its origins, and like its current state of ramen.
He has a couple episodes that I like a lot, but I honestly am blanking on them right now. He's been so consistent with it that it's like hard to remember.
Well, I'll tell you another one. He did one about the Texas flag.
That one's
really good. So yeah, check out his. It's called theirrelevant.org. Check out Take Under, and look us up on TV Co. on the TV Co. app. It's Liz Silva, and yeah. Until then, though, watch some more women's wrestling.